Hi everyone, my name is Dennis Ibude and I am in my fourth year as an educator. I obtained my BA from State University at Potsdam and my master's in teaching at Relay Graduate School of Education. I teach because I believe that all scholars have the potential to succeed in all areas of life. It's our job as educators to ensure that we meet scholars where they are and provide them with the tools they need to evolve into their best selves. One of the programs I offer to students is a podcast seminar that focuses on educating, mentoring, celebrating, promoting emotional well-being and school success in our youth in order to be future leaders of tomorrow. Our young people are the future, so let's invest in them, give them the tools to break through generational injustices like poverty and lack of educational opportunities. For the month of August, Teen Empowerment Daily will be releasing a time management course. It's a one-week course, but we will be releasing one episode a week. So it's going to be about seven episodes because it's 7 days in a week. But we are very excited about that. And the reason why we wanted to do a time management course because we wanted to give students a set of tools to increase their time management awareness strategies to ensure that they are well equipped to independently implement these strategies on their own. So this course is going to be focused on time management. The first lesson focuses on effective scheduling. Lesson number two is prioritization. Lesson number three, time management challenges. Lesson number four, concentration and focus. Five is goal setting, six, self-motivation, and seven, general time management tools. Welcome to lesson number one, effective scheduling. We will be able to develop an effective schedule to ensure that we are making the best use of our time. So this lesson is going to be focused on effective scheduling. Now, I'm going to use a job as an example because we are going to end up having a job one day. So I like using for these examples or my examples, I like using jobs or I like using student related, I would say experiences. Yes, student related experiences. Now, imagine it's the end of another working day. And even though you came into the office early and left late, you don't feel as if you accomplished anything significant that day. And it's all too easy for this to happen, faced with many meetings, frequent interruptions, and probably urgent last minute tasks. And you can easily be busy all day without making any progress on high priority goals or tasks that you set for yourself for that day. That's why it's so important to know how to schedule your time properly. And in this lesson, we'll look at the steps you can take to do this, thereby making the time for work that really matters while still leaving time for personal things that you want to do or personal time that you want to spend with friends or family. All right. Now, let's look at the importance of scheduling. The importance of scheduling. So let me ask y'all a question real quick. Who can take a guess? Like, why do you think it's important to plan out your schedule? Why do you think it's important to schedule your day? If you say anything around it makes you more organized, then yeah, scheduling does play a role in people's success in terms of the amount of work that they're able to complete within the day. So let's continue diving in the lesson. So scheduling is the art of planning your activities so that you can achieve your goals and priorities in the time you have available. And when it's done effectively, it helps you, one, understand what you can realistically achieve with your time. Make sure you have enough time for essential tasks. Add contingency time for the unexpected, meaning that you should leave wiggle room for random events to pop up in your day. Avoid taking on more than you can handle. Work steadily toward your personal and career goals. Have enough time for family and friends, hobbies, exercising. Also achieve a good work-life balance. And for the student's case, achieve a good school life balance, meaning balancing your schoolwork and your personal life. Okay, so time is like one of those resources that we can buy, and we often waste it or use it ineffectively. And scheduling helps you think about what you want to achieve in a day, in a week, or even a month. And it keeps you on track to accomplishing these goals, okay? So let's dive straight into how to schedule your time. I already know that many of you are probably already using some type of time management tool or form of time management tool. Whatever tool that you are using, whatever platform you're using to listen to this podcast, comment below what tool, time management tool you're using, so that I too can look at it and share some of those tools with other people. All right, so let me know. Now let's continue going. How to schedule your time. The first thing that I want you to keep in mind when you're thinking about how to schedule your time is set a regular time to do your scheduling. And you can do this at the start of every week or month, for an example, you know. It's very important to set a regular time for you to plan out your week so that you can have a clear image on what needs to be completed in the week, what tasks need to be handled, what work needs to be done, what meetings you need to attend, what activities that you need to be that you are a part of. Having everything laid out and clear for you in a schedule like form, or setting a time out in the week to plan out your entire week, is an effective way when you're thinking about how to schedule your time. So the first thing is set a regular time to do your scheduling, and this can be the beginning of every week. There are many number of tools that you can choose from when you're thinking about scheduling your week. One of the easiest way is the pen and paper method. And people use a planner for that as well. There are also other apps that you can use, like Google Calendar, Outlook, Business Calendar, or many other apps in the App Store where it helps you schedule your week or your month. The most important thing is when choosing your tool, you want to choose something that you know you're probably going to be using. You know, you don't want to choose something that you think you're going to use and then end up not using it. So make sure that you're choosing a tool, whether it is a Google Planner or a pen to paper or any other apps. Choose something that you know you will be able to use and you will use it. Okay, now once you have decided which tool you want to use, prepare your schedule in the following way. Step number one, identify available time. Identify available time, y'all. So start by establishing the time that you want to make available for your schoolwork. How much time do you want to spend on each subject? Should reflect on your personal goals for that class. For example, so if you push it for an A in math and you know science is not your strong suit, you might prioritize, spend a little bit more time on math because your math is not your strong suit. So when you identify available time, you want to be able to identify the available time that you have so that you can allocate those time to the things that you need to complete effectively. Step number two, schedule essential actions. When I say schedule essential actions, I want you to block in the actions you must complete effectively. So meaning that block in the actions you absolutely must take to complete a task effectively. Meaning that the steps, the things, the items, the location, whatever you need to complete said task effectively, you want to make sure that you list those actions out. For an example, if your task is to complete your math homework, the essential actions is to have a calculator, have my math notes for my class, have a quiet spot for me to do the work, have a snack or a bottle of water, turn off my cell phone the entire time while I'm working. So those are the essential actions that I must complete to complete my math homework effectively. So far, we have went through two steps when we are thinking about how can we prepare our schedule. Step one is identify available time. Step two is schedule essential actions. Step three, schedule high priority activities. Schedule high priority activities. You can do this by reviewing your to-do list and schedule in high priorities and all urgent activities, as well as essential maintenance tasks that cannot be delegated or avoided. So any task, activity, or anything that is in your priority list that cannot be delegated or avoided, that you know you cannot go the day without completing, these are your high priority activities. And some examples can be completing your math homework, studying for English tests, working out, talking to grandma for 30 minutes, reading. So your high priority activities are activities that you know you must complete. Some people might say working out might not be high priority, but for some people that do work out, that might be high priority for you. So whatever high priority it is that's on your to-do list, make sure that it is listed. And try to arrange these for the times of day when you are most productive too. So for example, people are most energized and efficient in the morning, while others focus more effectively in the afternoon or evening. So try to figure out which one are you. So for a student, if you know that you are a morning person, then on Saturday morning, you're making sure that you're completing your essential tasks, your high priority activities, your high priority tasks, your high priority to-do list. And then if you know that you're not as effective in the evening, then you leave the evening for things like being lost on social media or watching YouTube for 45 minutes. So it's all about knowing yourself as well. The key point is all of us have natural ups and downs during our days, and we can improve the quality of our work or our productivity by strategically scheduling tasks that fit with these ups and downs. Remember what I said before. Knowing yourself, analyze when your energy is high and low. Also know when your environment is conducive to working on high energy tasks and when it isn't. Meaning that know when the environment is benefiting you, meaning that is allowing you to complete those tasks. If the environment is not allowing you to complete those tasks, then you must remove yourself so that you can complete the high priority things on your list. Let's go to step number four now. So we just finished step number three, which is schedule high priority activities. Step number four, schedule contingency time. And what all this means is schedule time for the unexpected. Experience will tell you how much to allow. And you know, in general, how much time you should leave in your day for things that, for any emergencies. Because we all know frequent interruptions can eat up our time. And learning how to manage them can reduce the amount of contingency time you need to set aside. Some interruptions will be hard to predict, but leaving some open space in your schedule gives you the flexibility you need to rearrange tasks and respond to important issues as they arise. And some frequent interruptions that you cannot predict might be babysitting after school or mandatory sport meeting after school or someone getting ill. Like, these are things that we cannot predict, but scheduling contingency time does give room for you to address these issues. So step four is scheduling contingency time. All right, step number five, schedule discretionary time. And this is optional / extra time. And this is the times to do personal goals, to knock out your personal goals, or to schedule things that you want to do for you personally. And you should schedule those time in your schedule as well, because you got to take care of yourself as well. Not just doing things or completing tasks you must complete. You must take care of yourself mentally. And which goes straight to step number six, analyze your activities. If by the time you reach step five and you find out that you have little to no discretionary time available for yourself, then go back and look at your to-do list. Go back and look at all your activities in the week, in the day, to see which one can you rearrange. Like I said in the beginning and throughout this podcast, scheduling is the process by which you plan how you will use your time. And doing it well can maximize your effectiveness and reduce your stress levels. Remember, follow these 6-step process to prepare your schedule. 1, identify the time you have available. Block in the essential tasks you must carry out to succeed at school and personal life. Schedule high priority urgent tasks and vital housekeeping activities. Block in appropriate contingency time to handle unpredictable events and interruptions. Schedule the activities that address your priorities and personal goals in the time that remains. And then analyze your activities to identify tasks that can be delegated, outsourced, or cut out altogether. These 6 steps can help you plan an effective schedule. Remember to follow Teen Empowerment Daily on Instagram at Teen Empowerment Daily. You can follow me personally at Dennis Ibude on Instagram. Thank you all for sticking around. Next week's lesson is going to be focusing on creating and evaluating your priority list to ensure that you're using your time effectively.